Blog Talk Radio.
Show Manic Monday with Michelle Costa.
Me!
With Michelle Costa.
I'm right
and
here.
Rad Ron. Yeah, I hear you. Rad Ron.
You hurt my ears.
With what?
I don't know. That thing that you played. It hurt my ears.
Oh, Brittany doing the. Who wants to see the HOH room? Nobody.
Oh,
everyone
God.
Wants
she
to hang
the
themselves.
Best one-liners.
Oh, I am falling in love with her one-liners. Actually,
that's
I'm falling in love
it.
With her, too. No. You know what? Other than her trash talking, and, you know, she's quit doing that, I like her now. I'm starting to like Brittany. Brittany is starting to become
one of my favorites. When did she stop the trash talking? Before or after the bubble bath?
I'm talking. I don't care about her trash talking people in the house. I'm talking trash talking other past house guests. I mean, I don't think she's.
Oh, okay.
She's been. Yeah, I'm starting to like her a little bit. I don't think she's doing that as much, and she's playing the game good. She's won two POVs. She hasn't won no head of household, but really you don't want to win head of household in the beginning of the game. You want to win the POVs in the beginning of the game.
Yeah, definitely.
You win the HOH at the end. So, I mean, the girl's playing it. Yesterday I even almost called her a little Danny with a little harder attitude. But, So, hey, so are you, like, on your new laptop right now, and are you, like, in the chat room?
I'm in the chat room, everybody. I'm not in the chat room. I can read the chat room on my new laptop that I just
literally turned on
5 minutes ago. So, hi, everybody in
the chat room. I bet you $5 if I pick up this guy, he's going to ask you technical questions. So I hope he doesn't spend too much time on it.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I can get really technical, but, I mean, I can answer some things, but...
Yeah, but I know Paul's going to ask you questions like, you know, how much RAM, how much hard drive, you know...
All right, I got all those answers, so he can hit them on me, because I can answer all those.
And he's unmuted right now, so he can talk if he wanted to.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Paul, how you doing?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, I know, right?
It must feel good to have a new toy like that. Are you fastly getting used to it?
I literally just got it, and I just took it out of the box. It's freshly out of the box, everybody. It's beautiful, and I just
took it open. So it's a virgin?
It's a virgin, yes.
And you're using it to listen to the rad, or you're listening to read the chat room in the Rad Reality Show.
Manic
Monday.
Turn
down your
baby.
Volume.
Me?
I hear it.
I don't even have my volume on.
No, that was me checking to see if I had was getting sound.
See, you always blame me.
Yeah, it's because you're easy to blame. Everything
but
has
it's never me,
to be.
Weirdo.
I know.
Hey, guess
okay, in
guess
Vegas,
what,
you can plug me
guess
for that.
What, guess what? Annie's finally starting to open up on Twitter a bit. She's sending out a few tweets.
Well, tweet her, tell her to call in. Tweet her and tell her to call in right now. Is she on there now?
I'm nobody. You tweet her.
I've already tweeted her. So
tweet Ronnie then.
Michelle, you tweet her.
I don't even know. I don't have a Twitter. Believe me, I heard about it, but I haven't gone on the radio because...
It's Annie
Tampa.
Annie Tampa. I believe.
Sorry,
am I right, Paul?
Yes, you are.
Nope, no pressure or anything. Just my first time using this.
Okay.
She,
go ahead.
She, her first tweet just a few minutes, well, not her first, her fourth total tweet since she started this account. So thinking about going back to the real Annie, which is blonde, thoughts? Her next tweet was to Ronnie. I will follow you anywhere, Ronnie.
Ronnie said he would do it to Andrew, so he bet he would do it. So we'll, we do have a special guest tomorrow night. While Michelle's tweeting Annie, hoping we can get her to call in. Tell her the call-in numbers, 347-237-5506.
I'm just trying to find Annie first. I think I got Annie Tampa, but...
All right, there you go, Michelle.
Oh,
if you're in the chat room, there's the link.
I got it.
Okay, hey, so tomorrow night, if you're a Hell's Kitchen fan, you're going to want to be here because we will have Hell's Kitchen's Francine on the show tomorrow night. And we always, when I have one Hell's Kitchen person, somebody's always going to call in from another season to do it. And Jim says he's going to call in from not this last season, but the couple seasons ago, actually.
I'm sorry, that was very rude of me. Go ahead. Oh, it really was.
It was really rude, but I'm not going to say nothing. It's all good. Anyways, we got a Hell's Kitchen tomorrow night. So plan on talking Hell's Kitchen for about an hour. We might finish off the show with a little BB talk, because, you know, if we don't get it all done tonight. Okay. Paul, did you have something you really had to say?
Well, I think you guys were pulling my leg. Is Big John being secretive of his Twitter name? You guys seem to be having fun with it. I really do want it. So, Big John, if you want to keep it quiet, you can certainly PM
me. First of all, you know, why are you even bringing up Big John's name on my show? Because, you know, I don't even want the guy in my show. And I'm joking. I can't even do this.
Why?
I can't do it. Me and Big John just goes at each other just for the fun of it.
That's their thing.
That's their thing.
Yeah.
No,
he has a Twitter.
And if
I tweeted it, so if you can go to my account. I believe I tweeted,
I should follow you then. I'm sorry.
I just tweeted her, so we'll see what happens. She left a tweet like 5 minutes ago, so.
So maybe we'll get a surprise caller. Now, you guys can call in, too. And talk to us about any Big Brother subject.
I thought Paul was going to ask me questions.
Well, Ron was kind of toying with me a little bit, I think, but I'm sure it is, you know, Windows 7 and all this type of thing. Are you hooked up to the internet Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi, baby.
All right, and is this one that you're going to take with you over to Portugal?
Yes, it is. And
it have a
so
built-in
today,
camera and microphone so we can see you when you're over there?
Yes, it does.
Have you
no,
downloaded
we can hear it right now too?
Have you downloaded Skype yet?
I haven't done when I tell you,
I got you. That's more of a suggestion than anything, I guess. You're right. You just opened it up.
What I was going to do is that I went and did all this research today. I went to AT&T, was asking a lot of questions at Best Buy, and probably what's going to be the only way I can do my show and be in contact with you guys is Skype. But now is my mission is to find out if there are any internet cafes on my mom's island. That is my mission. So... all I got to do is find that, and then, you know.
Well, is it just your grandmother that lives there, or do you have some younger, you know, relatives that might be more tech savvy?
I haven't been there in 17 years, so I have no idea, anything at all.
So you don't even know if they have running water or anything?
No, I mean, they have running water. I mean, their house is beautiful, and they live in a little city.
How about a tourist, a Chamber of Commerce type of thing there that you could contact? Kind of like they do on The Amazing Race when they pop into those places to get directions.
Yeah, I wonder I can probably go on the internet and and look it up and try to see if there are, because there's got to be, you know, in the main city, which is not far from my where my grandma lives.
Right, here's another possibility. Here's another possibility. Are there any major tourist hotels on the island?
I don't know.
There'll be something. We can Google it probably and find out.
Exactly.
You gotta just understand this. I can the plane that's taking me to land there is, because there's no other planes that can land there, is a 25-seater.
Cool.
So are they going to push you out of, like, the cockpit and let you, like, fly down there in a parachute?
Yeah, they don't basically stop. They slow down and kick you out and, you know, cross their fingers and hope for the best. But so I don't know if there would be, like, you know, a Hilton or anything like that. I think it's, like, little quaint kind of hotels. You know what I'm saying? Nothing kind of, it's like very islandish. So I don't think that particular, though other islands would, that island would have like a, I guess we could say well-known hotel. It's probably just like little cute, like quaint, beautiful places, you know.
Those are just some suggestions on how you might be able to find out if there is that kind of connection. That's all it's
getting at. Yeah, I'm thinking it's definitely possible. My grandparents have a little bar cafe area, and I don't even know if they have it down there, if they have Wi-Fi. So I'm
they probably have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm going to call my aunt and see if they do, but, you know, she's not very tech-savvy herself, so, but I don't have, I think that I'm definitely going to be able to find places that'll do it, and then I will just Skype with you guys. I hope that's okay. I think that would be kind of cool.
No, that's perfect. That's how I've been using it a couple times. I use Skype, so, yeah, that's perfect. Just, we can teach you real quick how to do it and everything. Hey, let's take some calls, because calls are starting to come in. And people are wanting to talk. And the first person that's on the phone line. We're going to talk Big Brother, because I know there's people got lots of Big Brother questions probably to ask you. And maybe we'll get a surprise caller tonight. So let's go to our first caller. It's, I believe, Patrick from Arizona.
Hey, it's Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, so
hey, Patrick.
I heard you guys saying Annie was tweeting, and then after, like, Julie was telling Andrew about Matt's wife's lie. I guess it's not going to be true that a house guest is coming back this season. Is that the consensus?
It is. I'm sorry, I piped in real quick there, but it is true. They have officially announced that they released the people from, it was Annie and Monet. They released them from sequester the night that Andrew came out.
Yeah, I have a feeling. And Michelle, let me ask you the question, then you can say what you're going to say. But do you feel like maybe Julie Chen, when she told him about Matt, first of all, that maybe destroyed it, because she shouldn't have asked that question? And the second question, and I want to follow up with that question to you, Michelle, was that, or do you think they just decided to, like, skip it and go with the Saboteur twist? What do you think?
I don't know. You know, I'm wondering if that this is something that they just thought of is by making somebody in the house a saboteur. Though I think they've waited too long. If they wanted to do that, they should have done it like right after Annie left. Because, you know, now they also were stating right after they do the phone number and they do the little disclaimer that if it was the person that's picked that gets sent home, then there's no saboteur again. You know what
I
mean? So, and
what about this? What about
people in the house?
What about this possibility, Michelle? Do you think maybe they thought if one of the more popular cast members gets kicked out early, let's keep him in sequester and then we can introduce a re-entry, but they didn't think any of the people that were kicked out were worth bringing back?
I don't like that. I don't personally. I'm not been on the show, and I don't know, but I don't think that's it. What do you think?
Okay.
Well, I mean, they could have possibly looked to see how America felt by having people go on Twitter and having them follow Facebook and see if people are really disappointed that Annie left. And I don't think really. I think more people were like, it was stupid. You know, a lot of people kind of like were like, oh, good job for picking the person like that. So maybe in that. They wanted to try to see who's left in the house the next couple of weeks, and then now they're throwing it in there, which maybe they're they're trying to maybe break up one of the couples or one of the groups, the brigades, or the, you know, maybe they think that maybe Brendan or Rachel might get it, and that could ruin their relationship, seeing that nobody in this flipping house is calling out anybody. Basically not. I mean, I really wish that Andrew had said something about Matt's wife and the brigade. I don't understand why he waited. And I know he tweeted today that CBS stopped him before he could say that. And they tell you before you go that you only have a minute speech. What he should have done is told them in the house that day, the day before. I mean...
Exactly. In fact, Julie said to him, don't you think it would have been better to have done this before your speech, and he goes, well, yeah, I guess maybe that might have been better. So.
Yeah, I would have thought, like, if that was me, and I would have definitely for sure had said something before that, because, I mean, for him to have him be like, okay, now wait for your decision that minute, that's not going to happen, you know, because everybody's talked to this person, that person, so... I don't understand if he had this great information that he had, why he didn't give it up. And the only thing at the end that he gave up was Hayden and Kristen. Like, he should have, instead of being like, oh, people talking about you, Enzo, and saying that you're dumb, he should have been like, by the way, Matt's wife is not sick, and also there's a brigade, there's a four guys together. That doesn't take long to say.
Yep.
So.
I don't think, I truly don't think. Let me put this out. I truly don't think he knew about the brigade. Did he say that he did?
Today in his tweet, he said that he's pissed off that he wished that he would have said about, I think he said something about the brigade, broken up the brigade and said something about Matt.
Okay.
And I think that was a tweet from earlier.
Okay.
But then I also...
Hey, Patrick. Okay, go
on. Well, I was just going to say, I also saw there was a tweet that said that possibly that Annie and Andrew are really Ronnie and Lydia.
Huh?
Somebody said that they think that that it's Lydia and Ronnie being Andrew and Annie, and I was like, what? Somebody sent me that message, and I was like, I have not heard of that. That's why when I tweeted
I don't understand what you're getting
at. They're the ones that are using their account. It's not really Andrew, and it's not Annie.
That's
the Twitter accounts?
Yeah.
Somebody has absolutely confirmed that Andrew's is the correct one.
Okay, but because that's what somebody said, that they think that somebody is pretending to be them.
That always happens. There's always going to be phony ones out there, and you got to kind of work at it to verify it. But somebody who is very Twitter savvy and knows people has confirmed that that is Andrew's.
Oh, that's for sure it is.
Yep.
Okay.
And
hey, guys. Hey, Patrick. We got other callers too.
Okay.
So, hey, Patrick, do you have anything else you need?
Yeah, I haven't heard Michelle's opinion on Rachel and Brendan. If she could just give that, and then that's it. I hope you guys have a good night.
Okay.
Oh goodness. Well, I'm a Brendan fan, and Rachel is a nutbag. But I mean, she's the only one that's like kind of like doing a good job. I mean, she's getting HOH, she's winning, but I want to see what happens when Brendan and her have like a big blowout, because I think it's
going to happen.
Well, I mean,
they've
like a blowout like for the last time, and they are no longer, you know. I want to see what happens.
Yeah, I see it happening. I see it happening too. I don't know why.
They're not going to have time. Listen, they're not going to have time. Next week, one of the two of them are leaving.
I disagree.
How do you know if Brendan doesn't? If Brendan wins HOH,
that would be so amazing.
Yeah.
Huh?
I think Brendan would. He's going to win the HOH. I don't know why. Or it's going to be Brittany, and Brittany's not going to do, you know, the two of them. Or
No. Don't fool yourself about Britney's relationship with those guys.
I'm just saying. I just don't think she will. She will target Kathy because she knows that if she, whoever is going to go next week, I will bet Kathy goes before one of the two.
They can leverage their jury votes, and that's two. That's huge.
Right. And no one's going to want to kick them out.
Okay, you got a good point, Patrick. I do agree there, yep.
Yeah, and why kick out one of those two right next week? Get rid of Kathy or Reagan, because Kathy and Reagan are just
floating around. Here's the reason why.
But we really need to go to another caller because we got lots of callers on the phone call. And I want to make sure everyone gets their fair chance.
Absolutely.
Before we have to go. So, Patrick, thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Patrick.
Goodbye. Have a good night.
Bye.
Okay. Our next one is one of our famous callers. It's Kansas. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey. Hey, Kansas. Anybody sick of hearing that? I never want to hear that again, you guys. Hey. Stop the red extensions along with the real hair. We talk. I'm
so
hating
funny.
The game right now so bad. I need you guys to talk to because I'm so pissed off. I blame Matt for all of this.
Kansas,
with Matt.
Wait a minute.
Kansas.
I just heard something. What did you say about Patrick?
We will both agree on our feelings with Matt.
I love this.
Yeah,
oh, we're still agreeing. Because I'm sure he's throwing up every time he hears Matt saying how he's the greatest player ever.
Oh, my gosh.
I think
he's
one
genius.
Of the
worst.
He's horrible. He sucks.
Yep.
He sucks big time. It's all because of him, you guys. And
all
can
right.
I tell you something?
Let me ask you, Kansas. You wanted us to talk with us because you're so frustrated. What would make you happy? A blow-up?
What would make me happy would be for Britney to take Kristen off. That would
Okay, spoiler alert for anybody in here. If you don't want to know what happened today,
tell me.
How about you, Kansas?
Oh, I want to know. Tell me.
She did not take anybody down. Last night, it was almost a done deal that she was going to take down Hayden. With the assurance that Kathy would go up in her place, and Rachel flipped out and decided against it. Rachel approached Britt today and said, I don't want you to use it. If you do use it to bring Hayden off, I will put Lane up there, or I'll put somebody else. And so Britt did not use it.
Oh, this sucks.
Big
she should have used it, though, because he could have put, I mean, she wanted to put up Lane or somebody else. Who cares? Like, one of them need to go up, so, does she not get it? I don't understand why they would want to put Kathy up. I mean, right now, don't worry about freaking Kathy.
Even Matt's picks. You know, why would he pick Andrew and Kathy? They so weren't threats. It's so dumb. And why didn't he? And why doesn't somebody say something to him? Like, how come you were so stupid, Matt?
They have.
Why nobody said anything to him?
Yeah, they have.
Have they?
Yes, the brigade is not happy with him at all, and Matt kind of goes, "Ha ha, yeah, I know, I really screwed up. Sorry about that, guys." See?
Yeah.
And this is the greatest player. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Matt's not the greatest player. Who said Matt was the greatest player?
Matt said he was the greatest player ever. Of the
player.
Oh, he's just talking. You know, we heard lots of people say that in the past. You know, Matt is just, you know, blowing smoke up, you know, people's
so full
career.
Of himself, Ron. He is so,
yeah, I agree. I mean, no, I agree with you guys about Matt. Matt is a great player. He is playing good game. I know, Michelle, you don't like him. I don't know what.
No, I don't like him. I don't think his game is good. He made a stupid move, and he set what? Who did he put up? He didn't put up anybody worth it. Sorry.
Yeah, because, again, he, people are playing this cast. James was on the show. James Ryan was on the show this Thursday, and we both agreed that this cast is one of the few people that are not they're not playing with any balls, as I call it. You know, there's no balls with these guys. These guys are playing it safe. That's why Brittany didn't do what she did today. You know, you guys by now should know that we can't give spoilers.
Calm down. I know,
don't interrupt me.
Ron.
Gosh.
Ron. Ron.
No,
you keep interrupting
me. I don't like that personally, Paul. And I'm going to go on the show and talk to you about it right now because this is like the third time tonight.
Wow.
I'm just saying, we got some. And I'm not mad. But, guys, anyways. Now you trained my thought, you know. Guys, go on, Michelle.
I just want to say, I'm looking at Andrew's Twitter, and this is what he says two different times, okay? He says one time to Lydia, really wanted to expose Hayden, Matt, and Lane, but CBS didn't give me more time. Then he goes up to somebody else and says, I wish I had more time out there. I knew Matt, Lane, and Hayden were together, but they said stop. And then another one, he says, knew three people together, not Enzo. So he didn't think Enzo was part of the group. Wanted to win HOH and put up Lane and Matt. And I always was gunning for Matt from week one.
Wow.
So. But I just, you know, I think no one in that house is gonna, as I get ready, people are telling me what I was thinking. These guys don't have the balls in the house, you know what I mean? There's no one in that house that is gonna take that power move. But
I know.
Rachel is playing hard. I will say that. Don't take it personal. I mean, her laughs. It's getting on my nerves now, too.
Yeah, you know what? She's the only one playing, and she's playing too hard. That's the problem. That's what is going to be
right.
The example. She's the only one playing, and she's playing hard when nobody else is playing at all. You know what I mean? So.
It's just these people make me so angry. And guys, what's going on with Kristen? It kills me.
I actually was surprised that she actually got TV time yesterday, because if anybody's noticed, Kristen has not been on TV, period. It's like maybe here or there, but yesterday she was on it, and I mean, of course, like that she was an easy, simple target to be put up, you know? If the HOH comes up to you and says, sorry about getting an argument with you, you don't tell them, screw you, but I mean... The people have got to understand, they're there to win $500,000. This is like a college dorm, and they're just there to have fun, and they're like in love, and blah, blah, blah. And like $500,000. Does anybody get it?
It's stupid shit, too. Even Brendan's been getting on her with, you got to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Michelle?
I'm so happy, because like I said, I'm a Brendan fan. I like Brendan. And... I just sit there in awe, and I'm shocked, and I can't believe it. I'm just like, when is this going to blow up? Because I really think Brenda could do good, and I think Rachel will crumble, because she's in, like, la-la land right now.
I know.
She's being a bitch, and she's being the best bitch possible, I'll tell you that. And you know what? It's funny to watch, but she's, like, I don't know. It's just, at least somebody's doing something.
You know, when she thinks Rachel and stuff, Michelle, that's who she looks like. She's uglier and uglier to me every damn day. I'm sick of seeing her in the mirror with her boobs sticking out, pursing her ugly lips like she thinks she's so hot. She's despicable. And then there's Kristen, you know, and people are so jealous of her because the girl's knockout beauty. But besides that, she's cool as hell. I've got a mad love for Kristen. I've got a mad love for Reagan. They're like, you know, I know these people, I feel. They're like, you know, I feel like they're friends. And I was crying when I saw the garb that Kristen had to wear and that god-awful Roper wig, Mrs. Roper wig. It just makes me sick. Everything that's happening to her breaks my heart, because I'd like to see her go far. I mean, I like Hayden. He's cute. But truthfully, between the two of them, I'd rather Kristen stay. I really would.
Hayden. But there's no way... you know, Kristen's going to stay. Kristen, there's no way. I love Kristen. And Kansas, but hey, Kansas, what do you think? Who's hotter in a unitard? Oh, wait, you haven't seen that yet, probably, have you?
I have.
No, but I was going to ask Kansas. But so, Michelle, what do you think about her uni?
But hers doesn't go all the way up to the neck. Like, she has already a V-neck, or, like, it's like a round neck. But I actually, I like mine better because I can make different styles with it. I could do, like, a halter, you know.
Michelle, you didn't have to wear that god-awful wig.
I know, but I already had, my afro was good enough. I think that's why. They couldn't fit all my hair under there.
She looks like Orphan Annie. Somebody said that a couple times.
Her. It made me so sad. I hate it.
I love that she got it. Hey, Kansas, we're going to move to our next caller and everything. But thank you for calling in. Did you have any last words?
Thank you for letting me talk. And can I tell you, Ron, I love your music choices. Some of the songs
you
play. I've always meant to tell you that Petra song, man, it's rocking.
Cool.
I take that from YouTube. That's so good. And Halo. And that makes me feel good. So I want to say thank you for that. And
no,
thank
that's
you
for
the Manic Monday song.
I love the Bangles. Manic Monday's awesome,
that's
too.
That's right.
Did you hear last night's song? Did you hear you guys' last night's song?
Oh, the Pebbles.
You want to hear last night?
Yeah.
Let's hear last night's song.
Here, I'll play last week's song as we say goodbye to... as we say goodbye, and this goes out to a friend of mine, and she knows who it is. Actually, I'm going to say who it is. It's Freaky Mom in the chat room, and she's been helping me, and she's been really one of my sunshines since she's coming into my life, and it's really good to have her as a friend.
Aww.
I won't play the whole song. Okay, that's for Freaky Mom, Michelle.
That's for Freaky Mom, that's right.
I love it.
Well, thank you, Kansas, for calling in.
You rock.
Thanks, Kansas.
Bye. Okay. Oh, Michelle. Big Brother always has some. But I did want to talk before we bring up our next caller real quick. Have you seen both unis? I mean, her uni, I think I know what you're saying. Are you saying that it's like lower cut, that it's not going up to her?
Well, the one that I saw, there was a picture of it, because I haven't even seen her wear. I just saw the picture of it. And it's like a circle cut on the bottom. It doesn't go all the way up to the neck. And it was like all tie-dyed.
Did you see my pictures that I tweeted you?
Yeah, it was actually one of the pictures that you tweeted me. I saw it. It was on my phone, so I couldn't really see it very well. But I just really got to see the top because she was sitting down.
The thing is, whenever she takes off her wig, Big Brother says, Kristen, stop doing that. And she has to put it back on.
Yeah, I had to wear mine to go in the pool, tanning. The only time I could actually take it off was when I took a shower. But the minute I got out, I had to put it on and wear it when I was sleeping.
Paul, I know you're still with us, and I'm so sorry that I snapped at you a little bit. But when I talk, I want it to be heard, and you keep... I had stuff on my mind when you interrupt. So I wanted to say sorry for snapping a little bit. I wasn't pissed or mad at guys. It's just, you know, it's been happening a lot. So I wanted to be able to be – my thoughts, when I start to talk, I want to be able to remember what I want to say.
Oh,
so,
boy.
I don't like to be scolded. Ron. So, Paul, sorry. For that, and guys in the chat room, I wasn't pissed. I was just trying to make sure I was heard. So, Michelle, Big Brother House, we have drama even here. So
we do. We have more drama here than in the house.
So, yeah. And normally I would do it privately, but I wanted to say sorry out loud.
I feel like we should have some sentimental music in the background.
No, he ain't talking, so I was hoping he would address that, but I guess he's... Yeah, because, I mean, I really do appreciate... And I wanted, while I think about this, too, I'm thinking birthdays. Hula Girl from BB Hour chat room, it's her birthday. I don't know if it's today or tomorrow, because her birthday's not on her Facebook. So make sure you wish her happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm so birthday out. There's been so many birthdays lately, and I can say a lot about it. No, I didn't. So let's bring our next caller up. 715, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, Sexy. How are you guys doing today?
Hello, who's this, Sexy?
My name is Tom.
Hi, Tom.
I am from a place near Paul. How are you guys doing today?
Very good.
That's good. So, I wrote a song today, speaking of Brenshaw and songs.
Did you want to sing the song?
If Ron says I can.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Do you remember the song Barbie Girl?
Yeah, I actually got caught on YouTube singing when I was in a manager room.
Well, I had it stuck in my head today, so I'm like, huh, that sounds familiar. So I was like, I'm a Brenshaw girl in a Brenshaw world. Life in plastic is fantastic. You can do my hair, undress me everywhere. I'm sorry, I'm a bad singer. How are
you
doing today, Ron?
It's okay.
Oh,
keep on doing
it. That was pretty funny, actually.
I like it.
Keep going.
I would do it. I don't know. Larry.
It was, you can brush my hair and something everywhere. Yeah. Let's go, Bobby. Let's go, Brenshaw. Let's go, Brenshaw. You know what?
Rachel laughed.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay, that must be her laugh. Goodness.
I'm sorry.
So I was going to ask you, what do you think of Brendan and Rachel?
Well, Brendan and Rachel... I was an anaholic at the beginning. So, in the beginning, I like, and I'm kind of confused with Brendan and Rachel. It's like, it kind of reminds me of Spidey. It's like, are they together? Are they apart? Oh, they're in love. And they hate the whole house. But they're getting what they want. I don't know.
Yeah, she got champagne. Like, what is going on here?
Champagne.
I thought there was no alcohol besides beer and wine. It really upset me.
Because
I asked for some.
Yeah, that's not fair. So I have a question for you, Michelle. When you got your unitard, because I noticed on the flashback, because I didn't really watch live because I've been busy, I noticed that Kristen, when she came out and presented her unitard, she got two. Did you get two unitards when you were...
That's a good question. I was going to ask that question.
I actually got one, and I demanded that I received two more because, it was... head to toe turtleneck, and it's like 120 degrees, so I wanted one that I could wear when I was going outside tanning and stuff, and then I wanted to wear one to bed, and then I wanted to have one that I had cleaned so I could clean using the laundry, because we didn't have the laundry, we couldn't use the laundry all the time, and then we had a line, so I always wanted to make sure I had one clean, you know what I mean, and kind of did it like... I actually told them that I wanted it, but they made my size small, they gave me some extra smalls.
Ooh.
Yeah, they wanted extra tight, which was not fair.
That was the best moment of BB10. So.
Oh, yes, it was. I agree.
Yes, the star. Thank you for letting me call and sing my song.
No.
And
well, thanks
I
for calling in.
Have a great day, night, week. Hope you enjoy BB. Hopefully it gets funner. Hopefully there's some more arguments before the eviction. And Paul... We love you. We love Ron. We love Michelle, everybody. Hopefully Annie calls in.
Let's hope.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is Paul on?
Problem.
Paul, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Whew. Well,
yeah,
that
was interesting.
I wasn't expecting the Brunchella song. That was very interesting. That
you know,
reminds me
of
like he could be like the, you know, those hit wonders that go on American Idol and then, you know, end up making like a popular song, but I guess no, you know. I don't know.
Hey Tom, that's an ideal. Have you ever thought about doing that?
Actually,
Tom, you're actually still on. Have you ever tried out for American Idol?
Actually, I have a friend named Cody, and he just tried out in last week. They were in Minneapolis, I think, or somewhere close, and he actually made it through the first round.
Oh, really? But you didn't audition?
No.
Oh.
I'm not a good singer.
Well, you should have seen that. It was a week ago, you said, so probably.
Well, if it was in a week, I'd probably go and dress up like Rachel and rock out.
Oh, well, goodness.
Goodness. Tom and drag.
That's funny.
Very funny. Oh, goodness, no, that's hilarious.
We're going to have to get some Barbie dolls and have a
I mean, we should. I need, like, some photos of this because this could be interesting.
hey, Tom, if you give me the lyrics, we need to – we can maybe get somebody to really do it. Or I might even do it myself because, you know, like I said, I did Amanda's chat room, Amanda Hansen from BB9. I was in her chat room and I was doing up on the – I was up on, the user playing voice, and I got caught. Somebody caught me doing Barbie Girl, and I was saying it. We would just play around in there, and it ended up on YouTube. I don't know if it's still there.
Somebody should look that up.
I will.
Yeah, we have. So anyways. Tom, thank you for calling in, and
thank you.
We will move on and stuff. So, hey Paul, I know last night you had some questions. Did you ever get any of those questions out? Did you want to talk to Michelle about that? I know you had a lot of stuff to talk about yesterday and everything, So I wanted to give you the time to
Paul,
since we have no callers right now. And if you guys do want to call in, 347-237-5506. I've been trying to tweet a couple people, hoping they would call in. And I do want to say one thing real quick, too, before I forget, is that this coming Thursday, I'm working on getting a special guest that's going to shock you guys. And it's going to be not a Big Brother house guest, but it's going to be somebody that knows somebody in the house. I'm not going to tell you who, but I'm working on that, so.
That's all you're going to give out that
step? Yeah, that's all I'm giving out, so. So, Paul.
Yes.
I know you wanted to talk to you last night about stuff.
It was after the episode had aired, and I do know that they edited out apparently a lot of what Rachel said in the nomination ceremony, and they edited out a lot of the drama that was going on in the living room when they were voting and afterwards, and then after the HOH competition was over. I mean, they did show us some stuff, but if you listen to the house guests, there was a lot more that went on, as normally does. But one of the lines that I thought was so funny in that post-HOH confrontation was when they were talking about intelligence and all this type of thing, and Hayden turns to Rachel and said, "Yeah, you're so smart. Try to string a sentence together without using the word like, will you?"
Yeah, like, that was pretty funny.
And then the camera switches over to Reagan, who just starts laughing.
I love Reagan.
The other point I had to make, or that I saw from last night's episode,
you should see him in
was,
the uni. Reagan in the uni is funny.
Yummy. Go ahead, Paul.
The other thing was, I think it was a diary room with Reagan, and he was saying, "I've just been waiting for for people in this house to fight." You know, it was like he was so happy. Well, if he really wants that, he should stop going around and talking everybody off the ledges. He is one of the biggest to calm everybody down in the house. He goes to everyone and tries to put them in a better frame of mind and tell them, look at it this way, and you shouldn't get so upset. I mean, just close your mouth and not do that and let these people, you know, get to the boiling point.
I would, you got to, think about the fact that you don't want to be involved. If there's people fighting in the house, they will be going after each other till they get out. Just stay out of it. Don't take sides. Acknowledge it, but you got to let them fight it out and duke it out, especially if you have nothing to do with it and you're not even friends with other, because when you start involving, Kathy was afraid because she talks to Kristen that she was going to go up. Reagan's not even friends with everybody who's fighting. He just sits back and he could have it made. So for him to be the one, I don't know, it's, but that's the way he probably is, He's probably just a consoling person, just wants to see everybody okay. But this isn't one of those situations that you do that. You want everybody to take everybody out and you not even be a thought in their mind if, somebody gets taken off the POV, putting you on. You don't want that. So sometimes you just got to sit back and let the fireworks happen.
The other thing I loved was during the luxury competition, the music, the background music they played when Reagan, Kristen, and Kathy were in their little car. It was like, it was just like how slow. And that was hilarious, but apparently there was a lot of that was kind of edited out, too, because it took them two minutes and 18 seconds, and we probably, saw 30 seconds of their obstacle course?
Yeah. Well, what it reminded me of is when, remember the competition where we were astronauts, and we had to put the puzzle?
Oh, that was the coolest.
And Rennie was on the thing, and she just got stuck, and they were like, they did that music, exactly like yesterday. Oh, my God. It totally brought me back to that moment. It was so funny.
I have an insider question for you, Michelle. Do they, I know they tell you where to sit for voting night in the living room. Do they also assign seats around the table for the nomination ceremony?
I'm trying to think. Maybe they did a couple times, but no.
Okay.
No.
So they did, so you guess... You just
we
pick
just
where you want
out,
to sit?
We just walked in and, sat really anywhere.
Hey, Michelle, while we're talking, these things and everything, the one thing I want to know, when you went into the house and everything, did you think you were going to come out of the house making, money off of, chats and stuff like this? I mean, before the show, I was on the feeds. Enzo and Lane, they're sitting around saying how you're going to charge, $20. And everything. So, did people in the house talk about that kind of stuff in here? I don't remember. BB10
a lot of people did. Jesse would talk about, it'd be furthering his bodybuilding career, but that was something he was doing
before. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about,
There was a few times, we did especially our season, we had a DiGiorno pizza, so we all did, our own commercials, and we're like, when we get out of here, DiGiorno is going to pay us to do commercials, and just, the hummus in the house, I was like, oh, yeah, for sure, the hummus company is right near me, they're going to have me, we did some funny stuff like that, but, I know Memphis was talking in the house, and he said he already had, a manager he had paid before he got in the house to have set up all these things for him so that when he got out of the house that he could go and do his club appearances and everything.
But, that's not what they're talking about, actually. They're talking about, they're wanting to build a web page and like charge people like $20 to come and chat with them. I mean, do they not realize that most people like from the show do their stuff for this kind of stuff, you know, for free?
I'm guessing no, they have no clue. I mean, they obviously don't know.
Did you guys talk about that?
No.
I mean, did you guys sit around and say?
No. I mean, a lot of us in our season were very knowledgeable about Big Brother. I mean, we knew our stuff. We knew what was going on, you know. And I just don't think that the season's very knowledgeable about Big Brother or a lot of the, you know, the internet side of it. So.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? We got a caller on the phone line, and I believe she snuck up to her HOH room, and like and now is like using a phone. So I think it's from California, and Big Brother house maybe. You know, you guys gonna be ready? I'm gonna pick her up right now.
What?
listen, Michelle. No, listen, Michelle. Rachel, is that you?
Oh my God! Who wants to see my HOH room?
Oh, God, I love it.
No, it's Christina.
He did not tell me he was going to introduce me that way. That brought me up on the fly. I was like, oh, crap.
You were on it, girl. Good job.
She's from California. I did not laugh. Wait, I did not. I never said Rachel, did I? I said, and you have a head of household room, don't you? I mean,
yeah.
That's called your bedroom. And yes. and I didn't say anything about, I said California. You are a caller from California, so I never said Rachel, did I?
I know.
I guess that was just the easiest impersonation to do at this moment.
Exactly. I was doing
a little better, Keisha?
Last night, Michelle, honestly.
Yeah, she was. She was
I think you did a good job right there, though. It was pretty good.
I just, all the, Brendan, this just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
And then Brent, you know what? You guys still haven't seen the mental breakdown of Brenda.
I don't need to.
I mean, I'm talking the show wise. I mean, they still haven't seen him. I'm so sorry. You shoot me like shit.
I'm gonna totally like stop you there because I have children. They whine. They fight, apparently, like grown men. This mama does not take none of that crap. So no more whining, please, or I'll give you some wine to go, cheese to go with your wine there, buddy.
Oh, I love wine.
And people wonder why we have a show at 7 p.m. instead of at 10 p.m. No, I'm just joking.
No,
I had a person message me that today. Your show is so early. I'm like, talk to Michelle about that. Because we really did it because of football, but actually I think it's better at 7 o'clock. Cause if Michelle does decide to go and drink a bottle of wine,
yeah, they go, we listen to the Rad Reality Show. Now I need a bottle of wine.
Oh,
goodness.
I get burned on my own show. See, that ain't fair. I mean,
I got burned. I burned the boss. Do you need a Band-Aid?
Yeah,
Michelle. SpongeBob.
Michelle, she's calling me boss. Do you like that name?
The boss man?
The boss. Yeah.
The boss.
Because, Christina helps me on the Sunday show now, and she calls in pretty much, I think she's called into every show since, you know, like
there was a few weeks where Michelle was on with me. Was it last Monday? The Monday before?
Last Monday,
Yeah, because my show, my part.
Your phone.
Because
you were in the middle of a storm.
But Michelle, if when I call him the boss, he calls me slave. I don't see how
slave.
That's fair.
Well,
I couldn't think
of
anything better.
I don't.
But anyways, so.
And I'm
did
a
you
princess.
Want to also ask
so
a question?
I know that.
Did you want to ask a question about Big Brother, or did you want to talk Big Brother real quick, too?
Me?
Yeah.
No, not really. I was being the mom, and I was being the Rachel impersonator from last night, but you had to, like, pry it out of me. But that's cool. Hello, Paul. I'm saying hello because I did not forget you were there. Come out of your corner.
Hi, Christina.
Mandy.
Oh,
Dave, Mandy, Dave, said. Mandy said, some of us don't like to call every show and show off. Hee hee,
oh.
Joking FM.
See, yeah, you better say you're joking or I won't call anymore. You
I, it wasn't
friend.
Me.
No,
it's,
just
it's Mandy.
Wow, look at how many less tweets I have. Just kidding.
Oh, so funny. Oh, man. Michelle,
yes,
are you watching any other shows? Since and no one else is calling in to talk Big Brother, you can call in 347-237-5506. Or I know, Paul, did you still have anything that you wanted to talk about the show and everything with Michelle?
I'm good.
You're good? I mean, are you watching? Are you ready to watch The Bachelor finale tonight?
Well, The Bachelorette's the finale tonight. So, you know, I'm hoping that Roberto gets picked. But I don't know. I guess there's, like, something going around saying that she might not pick anybody. I don't know. Honestly, she got so screwed. So, did you watch the last week's show where all the guys came back?
No, you know, I fast-forwarded a little bit. And I didn't really close. I didn't listen too close. But anyways, yeah. I didn't really watch that one. I think Roberto's gonna win. Or actually, I was told Roberto's gonna win. But
oh really?
So I'm thinking Roberto's gonna win. If everything.
Well, I know he wins. Yeah, but I also hear that he ends up having a girlfriend or.
Yeah,
something
I heard
happening.
It's gonna be a shocking ending. So what I've done is, I'm not gonna watch. I'm gonna the last Comic Standing's on at the same time, and I don't feel like
DVRing.
Yeah,
excuse
so
me,
I'm
boss. Can I
back.
Interject?
Sure.
I said, excuse me. Anyway, Tom just said in the room that Andrew is not on Twitter now. I think you all freaking scared the man.
No, it says wait. Andrew is on Twitter now.
He was on Twitter. He always has been. Well, he has been for since yesterday, maybe. I thought I read that he's not. Hey, look at me. I can't read. That's just bad.
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny.
You know
aww.
What? I think we all are very – we need to – I mean, last night I only got 4 hours of sleep, five maybe, because – and I didn't get my afternoon nap. Maybe that's my problem. Today, Michelle. I didn't get an afternoon nap.
You didn't take your nappy?
No,
well,
I
apologize to everyone because he didn't get his nappy with his binky.
Yeah, not my blinky. I got a pillow. I don't have a blinky. I got a pillow.
I didn't take a nap today either, but I got a laptop, so I'm so happy. It's so pretty.
Oh, I'm so
I'm happy too and everything. Hey, we got another caller, and I know who it is probably.
Ooh.
Oh, Mandy, you came and you saw me. Oh, Mandy. Okay, that's good enough.
What's up, Mandy?
Nothing. I thought I'd call in and talk Big Brother.
Well, we don't want to talk Big Brother right now. We were talking The Bachelor.
Oh, I don't
hey,
want
to. Hey, M has to go pee-pee, though.
Yeah, M does have to.
We can talk Big Brother. Big Brother, we can talk about that anytime. So.
Okay. I am glad Brittany didn't use the POV. I am glad they didn't convince Rachel to let her use the POV. I think if she would have, she should have not put Kathy up. She should have put Lane up if it was going to happen.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It'd be, I don't know, it just kind of, I don't want to complain about this season because I'm getting really annoyed with everybody still 3 weeks in complaining about this season. So I can't complain about it.
But, you know, they need to keep in the tradition of getting kicked out of the house in the unitard.
Yeah, Kristen needs to go. I was a bit Team Kristen for quite a while, and then when she just slowly started rubbing me the wrong way, and then when she's been so flat out, hardcore, denying that her and Caden have anything... Oh, Sorry. I just got sidetracked by the epic sale on G4. I'll turn around and not look at the TV. It just bugged me that she's denying it so hard. Like, she could have said, yeah, I crawled into bed with him. Yeah, we talk. Yeah, not, no. I don't even know who Hayden is. Hayden's in this house? Huh?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, because before I wasn't really like, you know, Kristen was just quiet, and I was like, oh, well, she's not really doing much, you know. I could see where I could like her, but I'm like, okay, she's going to go home. I'm like, go, because she just, I don't know, I just don't like the way her gameplay is going now, and she was exactly what you said, like her face. When they said that, like, she was just like, oh, my God. And it's like, hello, like, that house is small, has mirrors everywhere.
And
okay, so you know things are going on. Come on.
Yeah, and Andrew was in there. And did, I mean, even before Andrew outed it all, I was even saying, do they really think Andrew's asleep every night?
No.
And not hear anything? I would never, like, be doing anything with someone like that in the same room as me.
You know what? I think that's the problem, is they thought he was actually asleep, and they weren't really doing nothing really heavy, you know?
No, and that's...
A little bit.
Exactly.
And
she should have just been like, yeah, maybe we did, like, maybe we just kissed a little bit, but no big deal, nothing, you know what I mean? Instead of being like, because every, like, I'm sorry, but I had one of the eye mask on. If I laid down, I could actually see underneath my eye mask, and people would tippy toe by thinking that I didn't see them, and I knew who it was. Like, for them to think that I was sleeping or I couldn't see through my eye mask, well, they didn't realize I had it tilted.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, I just think, and I really think it's just, that's what it is. Hey, let's say goodnight to, or Christina has to jump off the line, so you want to, you know, say a quick hello?
I will say goodbye for now. I'll be still be in the chat and listening, but I've got to walk around and talk to my children, and I don't think you want to hear that conversation.
Hey, wait, Annie
wait,
just
I'm walking
about
around
show.
Talking
wait.
To my children.
I heard Annie just tweeted about us.
Yeah, Annie just tweeted about us, guys.
Let's find out
on the saboteur.
What
yeah, so
say?
Tell the saboteur to call in. We want to talk to the saboteur.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you guys all in the room. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Bye. I'm looking for the...
That was a good Rachel impression. I'm sorry, but she did a really good job.
You know what? Hey, you know, Michelle, wait, you were in the jury house. You went all the way to the jury house, right?
What'd you say?
You went to the jury house, right?
Yeah,
so,
it's not
yeah,
way,
so
though,
like,
but I did.
Well, why is she thinking that she would get sued if she talks without asking CBS? I mean, we never...
Well, okay,
I mean,
she,
last
she
year
says,
we have,
I want to talk, and we want to hear what she's got to say, so...
Well,
it's
you
just,
know, maybe
it's
tweet her
really,
back. Hey, tweet her back and say Ronnie talked last year.
Yeah.
I mean,
is a phone call to the publicist, and they say, fine, that's it. That's all she's got to do.
Oh, you got your tweeter ready? Tweet her real quick. We got 30 minutes. We can stay on. Or
well,
you need
she'd
go
have to
today.
Call a publicist first, probably.
Well,
that's probably why.
It doesn't
why.
Take but a couple of minutes.
I'm not her publicist, so I couldn't answer that, but I am going to reply to her right now.
Yeah, reply.
Tell her I can pretend to be her publicist and give her permission.
And tell her that Ronnie did it last year. I mean, last year we
that
had Ronnie.
That won't matter. She responded to somebody saying, would love to talk, but all interviews have to be approved by CBS so I don't get sued. You want the number to call? I'd love to chat. Then she said to Stephen from BB, or then she said to Michelle and Mama Rocks, hey, girl, looking good. I have to go through CBS so I don't get sued. So... Tweeting her is not going to make her feel like
she's... Probably just waiting for the word back, because it's not like you call and they say yes right there. So, you know...
Yeah, I know.
They probably are going to call her, you know, because I'm sure she's going to be doing interviews soon and they know that. They just probably going to look at the show, see what it's about or whatever, and give her a call back in a day or two.
Yeah, and most of the time...
When I did it, they didn't let me do it right away. They told me to give them the name and that they'll call me tomorrow. And that was it.
Nick,
oh, really?
Nikki... Nikki did confirm that she is coming to the bash, though, so I don't know how that was confirmed, because she will not, Nikki will not confirm anybody on speculation.
Right. And that's one thing I was going to say is it's probably just a publicist thing and everything. So we will be working on getting Annie, because she sounds like she wants to talk, and I bet Andrew will want to talk too. And we'll get that since she answered Michelle. She would probably be definitely.
So you don't
want to
talk
to
Renee?
You know what? When we find her, I would love to talk to Monet too.
Does anybody know if she's has a Facebook or a Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't had sightings of her on the internet yet, have we?
I haven't found anything yet myself.
She might be one of those people that just kind of is, because I don't know if she really liked the way she, you know, obviously no one likes the way they went out, but she was really, I think, upset and hurt, and it might take her a little bit longer than some people to get back in the groove, you know?
You know what, guys? I have to do a quick ad real quick, and because yeah, I got to pay for this phone line and pay for stuff that I've been having expenses-wise. So, you know, let me do this quick ad. Hey, go to theradrealityshow.com, and you can get yourself, you can donate, you know, donate to me right now there. And if you want to donate to me, and you got till, like, next Monday, Shima, I'm giving away Shima's autograph photo. So, I mean, $5 each. Tonight, you know what, for this month, because, you know, it's been slow, we'll do two tickets per, you know, the $5. So, you know, just have to get five, and you get two tickets, and you can have a chance to win Shiva's autograph and help out, you know, with the show.
And when are you going to be giving away the autograph? How long do they have?
Next Monday for this one. Because what it is each month, from the 12th to the 12th, I'm going to start doing a drawing raffle type of deal. So one week, you know, like one month it might be Shima. So this month's Shima. So the next month it might be another Jeff and Jordan shirt. I have another Jeff and Jordan shirt. You know what I mean? And then I'm going to go to Vegas, and I'll probably be getting some autographs there. So I'll have some, you know, cool prizes to give out. So each month, anybody that donates automatically gets. So, you know, what I'm trying to do is if you donate to the show, you don't have to just donate to the show, you know what I mean? You might have a chance to win something, you know what I mean? Do you get it, Michelle?
I get it.
Yeah. Last night we had a great commercial, too, because I have another thing I wanted to, and I haven't had a chance, and I don't, you know, Freaky Mom's in the room and everything, and me and her did this commercial. We're going to set up a commercial for these things in the next couple of days. But anyways, the other thing you can do to help me out and help the show out is I've been putting lots of good old things on eBay. I got autographs from soap opera people. I got autographs from sports people. I've got autographs from music people. I've got autographs from, I have tons of stuff. And the base, if you're into sports stuff, I have sports memorabilia, NASCAR, football, baseball, anything. You name it, I probably have it, some kind of collectibles. So check that out, too. That's a good way to help, you know, support me. Plus, I got a trip to Vegas going soon, so I need some money for Vegas. So
I need money for Vegas, too.
Me, too. Me, three. I was going to say me, too, but you already said first.
So, you know, we'll get you guys some money, too. I mean, hey, if I make enough money, I'll... If anybody want a Beatles picture and wants to put down $15,000, I'll sell you the Beatles picture, too, but I don't think many people have $15,000 for a Beatles picture. But if I can sell that, heck, I'll buy Michelle and Mandy's way to Vegas.
All right.
We can call you Daddy.
I'm just
joking. Supposedly, sorry, I just wanted to say, supposedly Monet does have a Twitter account. It's MonetBB12.
Yeah. I wonder, until I get it confirmed, it's always so bad. But have we confirmed that one? So we'll have to check that out.
We don't know. says Andrew is following her and Annie is following her also.
Oh, so then it might be the real one. Cherry Garcia, yeah, I want Albert Pujols to sign my shirt, the Cup shirt. That would be so cool to put on eBay, a Albert Pujols Chicago Cubs shirt. Hey, are you ready for football season, Michelle?
I am so ready for football season. I'm excited. Go Patriots! Woo!
Yeah, I'm not going to get excited until the first game of the season, and then I'll let you know.
And I think I'm going to be in Portugal the first game of the season, and maybe even the second.
No, we should be in Vegas, I think, for the first game.
Ooh,
first real
lovely.
Game. First real game, I think.
Colts started training camp today.
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about coming up there and seeing you. I might. I wish if I don't have Vegas, I would have came up and saw you this week because I was going to come up there and do the whole training camp thing. But with and Paul, come on! I want you to give your shout out to your favorite team over there, even though I'm not a Minnesota Vikings fan. I know
can't
Paul's
wait.
Ready.
I can't wait. We're gonna show everybody again this year. I don't have to talk smack. The team will do it for me.
Ooh.
Yeah, but wait. Does your quarterback still have a cane?
You'd love to have that old man.
Actually, no. I like Jay Cutler. Actually, we just had a bad season. Now, if Manny wanted to trade us to her quarterback, I would take him.
Oh, our quarterback only has, this is his last season on his contract. I don't think he's going to leave the Colts, but this is his last season.
Well, I'm going to have to send him a little note saying, please come to Chicago.
Oh, and the thing about training camp, they just moved back for the first time in 14 years. Now they are about 15, 20 minutes away from me.
Where are they at now?
They moved back to Anderson from Terre Haute for training camp.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they're in northern Indiana, right?
Yeah, their training camp's about 45 minutes north of Indianapolis.
Oh, man, I didn't know that. I'm glad you told me that, because I was actually thinking about going out there. We had to talk football for a second here, because...
hey, badminton rocks, Big John. I'm
Big
good.
John, did you see what Big John said?
Yeah,
let's
I want to know
who's
your favorite Batman player.
Big John, who's your favorite Batman player?
We got nothing. We got nothing.
That's so funny. Yeah, it's because I don't think anybody watches Batman.
I don't think so.
I have badminton set up in my yard.
Okay. I was gonna. You really do? I don't.
I really do have badminton set up in my yard. I have a huge yard. I'm actually in a couple of years hoping to host an event here because we've got an East Coast, we've got a West Coast, and we don't seem to have anything here in the middle. And there's so many people that are like in the Chicago area that I could probably get.
Yeah, that's
you know
fun.
I think we should have one up there, too, because, you know, that's the place to be. You know what? Freaky Mom says she's wanting to do naked mud wrestling, and she just told me she's naked, so, I mean.
We can use a side yard for that.
There you go. I was going to say, I know you got a big yard, you said, so why not?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
About an acre that we could, just for using, like, usable space.
You know, I think in the Vegas bash we should do... We should do oil wrestling. What do you think about that?
Depends on who we're wrestling. Depends on who we're wrestling. Do we get to pick?
I, you know what? I will take on everyone. All the girls.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I was like, everyone?
Hey, Michelle, I want to ask you a question, okay?
And
we got 15 minutes, okay?
Okay.
And here's my question for you, okay? So, what should... I don't want to do the whole dress thing because Cowboys in dress already. Big John, you know, he wanted me to get an address, and he was going to help me get Danny to, you know, win. But I told him I really didn't want to do the dress thing. But, you know, there's this person that's going to be up for auction in a couple weeks, I think, named Michelle Costa. And, and I would like to maybe win her as my beer pong partner, but I think I should have to do something, you know, funny and maybe get somebody to help me buy you, you know, for that. So what would you suggest me to do?
Do you have any ideas? Is there anything that you were thinking about doing?
I thought of Santa Claus.
You want to be Santa Claus?
Wouldn't it be cool to have, like, how about me in a unitard?
Unitard. I was just going to say that. Uni.
How about that? I would wear a uni, and you wear a uni. You can wear a red one. I can wear a green one.
Yes.
Yes. But do they make big ones? I mean,
I
don't want
one.
No dress. Wait, Kansas wants to re-talk. I think Kansas wants to talk. So let's pick him up. 316. Is that you, Kansas, still?
Yeah. Oh, Ron, I've just been sitting here. You mentioned a little bit earlier about having somebody on that knows the house guest.
Yes.
And I'm hoping, I think her name was Carly. I'm hoping that it's Carly, the one that knows Witchy Poo.
No, it's not her.
Oh, bummer. I wish you'd get her back on now that the show's in full swing.
We are going to work on that.
I think she could tell us a lot of good Witchy Poo stories, you know?
Yeah. But, hey, Kansas, what do you think I should dress up if I win? Like, if somebody can win me Michelle Costa, what should I do? What kind of stunt would you like me to do?
I'd say a toga costume.
Well, the unitard could probably be quite like a toga. Almost similar.
I think Ron
well, you could be a sumo wrestler and just wear, like, a gigantic diaper.
Oh, God. Would you be comfortable with that, Ron?
Wait, a toga?
A big diaper, like a sumo wrestler.
No diaper.
Yeah,
no
I
diaper.
Heard. But a toga would
and,
be cool.
And the clown thing is stupid, I think. Just to let you know, I'm not into
the unitard. I think you should say, I think it's just appropriate. You know, I'll wear my unitard during the beer pong, and then you would be wearing the beer pong. I mean, you would be wearing the unitard
if you want.
Yeah,
and Big John can win me you. I got some money.
That sounded bad.
I know.
Wait. Zach, you're a bad boy. What did Zach do? Why did he get muted?
Who muted him?
It says I did, but I didn't do it.
Well, I think he did it because he broke the rules.
What did
he was
he do?
Naughty. He was trying to take over all the women from Ron that he was going to wrestle.
Wait, no. I don't see him breaking the rules. It won't let me.
So you didn't do that? It just happened? Or is he the one that wrote that? No, he can't write that.
Okay, I got him back.
Zach has been unmuted.
Right. 715, if you want to talk, push 1, please. Yeah, you are, Big John. You're my pimp.
So is Zach back? Is Zach back?
No, Zach is in the chat room. Only. He hasn't called in yet.
Oh, no, but I'm just saying it's in the chat room because...
Yeah, he's back.
You brought him back or it just came up automatically?
Yeah, no, I brought him back. And now he's on the phone line.
Well, let's listen up to Zach and maybe we'll find out what kind of rules he broke.
Yeah, Zach, what did you break the rules for?
Apparently it's against the rules to say that we need to get you in a bikini for the beer pong.
So what? Wait, say that again?
I wrote that you should wear a bikini for the beer pong if you get Michelle, and it muted me, so.
But you did it 3 times, I think. That's what did it.
Oh, I actually did it 4 times. It just muted me on the first time.
That's what it was.
Did you do it or not?
No, I didn't personally do it. The room automatically mutes people if they span the room.
Oh.
You understand?
I waited like 2 minutes between the third and the fourth, so I thought it'd let me get away with it, but apparently not.
Guess not.
Oh.
I wonder if it would meet myself if I did it.
I wonder. I didn't know it did that automatically.
Yeah, see, like, Big John, it, you know, he automatically gets muted because no one reads him anyways. So,
Back to what I was saying, Ron. I think that we should help you slip in if you wear a bikini.
Yeah, I, you know, back to the chat room.
That would be a no on the bikini, I think.
Ron?
Yeah.
I did have one more Big Brother-related thing I wanted to say earlier is why I called in also. The people that are saying that Annie and Andrew are Lydia and Ronnie, honestly think that's stupid. There'd be no reason why they would do that, and the backlash would be, like, enormous, and they know that.
And Lydia had that done to her, so they would never do anything like that.
And never in a million years.
But I read that somewhere, and I was like, why would people even think that?
I think the only reason why people might think that is because Ronnie had said last year that he used to get his jollies by going into chat rooms and pretending to be people. But I really don't think he would do that in this situation.
Not. Yeah, no way.
So I just wanted to get that out there, too, because that was kind of bugging.
Yeah, so you saw that, too? You read that, too?
I saw it as soon as I came into the chat room, and you're in the radio chat room tonight.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and apparently I'm crashing, so I'm no longer in the chat room.
Yeah, you're gone from there.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm going to sneeze. Hey, Michelle, do you get any... You want to say goodbye?
Yes, well, I just...
Wait, we got 8 minutes. I mean, if anybody else wants to say anything, but I want to make sure we get off right at 8:30.
Oh, so you want me to say bye now and 8 minutes later?
No, you know, when we say goodbye, it takes us forever. You know, it takes us an hour. You know what? Wait.
I feel like Andrew, I'm getting cut off by CBS. Like, what's going on here?
I was just getting ready to talk about that real quick. What did you think about his speech?
It was like the best, worst speech ever because... I was like, oh, my God, he's going to totally blow it up. And, like, I just wanted more. I wanted him to talk about whether he thought there was even Enzo involved. He was going to put focus on them guys. And I really wanted him to say something about Matt and, you know, the Kristen and Hayden thing. That was what he brought up. And I don't know. I wanted more, but it was entertaining. Probably because there haven't been much things been going on. So I just wish he had done it earlier, that's all.
Yep.
Because then I think it would have been the start of just chaos in the house.
Right, and that's where, and these guys, like I said, like we were talking about, I mean, they're just not playing the game. I mean, they're you know what, the word coattailing, I think they're all coattailing each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm kind of saying? It's like no one's stepping up and going. No one's willing to switch sides.
Well, Matt a little bit did. And I think Matt...
What do you mean?
Well, by not putting Brendan and Rachel up, his brigade wanted him to, but he knew you only need 4 votes to win. If he can get, no, I don't want to get a kiss right now. If he can get Rachel and Brendan.
Can I have a kiss?
Mwah.
Mwah.
If he can get Rachel and Brendan in jury, he knew that's 2 of the 4 votes he needs. It wasn't a completely stupid move. It was not.
You know, and I think that's one reason. I think that's one reason I agree with you on that, because it's all about the jury votes. And now Matt, if he gets to the end. You know, and here, Michelle, I know you can answer this question. How many people are saying keep Rachel in the house because everyone can beat her?
Ugh.
All right, so wait, what's your question to me?
How many people are saying keep Rachel in the house because everyone can beat her?
Oh, God.
Well, who do I think saying that?
No. I'm saying, do you think that's what's going through, like, the Brigade's mind and Brittany's mind is everyone can beat Rachel, so let's keep Rachel around?
Oh, bring it to the end? I don't really know. I don't know if that's what they're thinking right now. I mean, a couple people are thinking about their votes in the jury house, but I don't think people are thinking it like that. I think they're thinking, like, that she's a strong player and she's winning and she just needs to get out, and she has a showmance going on, and so that's already two people right there together for sure. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if people are looking at it like that at this
point. You know, the one thing I do know is
except
that...
Except for Brendan, because he knows if he goes to the end with her, he'll win.
Yeah, see, but I think they're going to get him out before her. Because he won't win, and he will beat people in the end where she, you know, I think they're good. I don't know. In Kansas, I know you really don't like Rachel, but you have to give her a little props of winning two HOHs already.
You know what's funny, though, Ron? A flashback to a comment you made at the beginning of the show. You asked us, you said, do you think I'm still going to be as crazy about Rachel as I am now? And the majority of us said no. Remember that? And we were right, weren't we? You don't remember that?
I think I know what you're saying. Are you saying, like, in the beginning of the show?
Because she was just the best. And you asked us, you said, do you think I'm still going to feel the same way about Rachel towards the end of the show? And the majority of us said no.
Yeah, and I can see why. What do you think, Michelle?
I kind of figured that much, eventually we're going to, dislike her, yeah.
You know what? The only thing that I have to say about Rachel is I think what is irritating me is it's the whole, I like her spark plug-ness. It's more the showmans that I don't like. It's not individual. Like, if they were playing this game individually, I don't think I would have a problem with either one of those two. But
yeah,
it's the showmans a little bit.
Fake. You didn't find her fake?
So.
Very I find fake. Brendan creepy.
Oh, yes. Oh, he is.
He got creepy, like, creepy eyes. Creepy, creepy, like, take you in a back alley and kill you, creepy eyes.
Well, guys,
yeah, I don't get
it's
it.
Down. To,
I don't
it's
get
down
it.
To the last 2 minutes, and now I think we can say goodbye. So, Kansas, I'm going to drop you off the line.
Bye, babe.
Bye, Kansas.
And I'm just going to.
Hello.
I think he dropped himself off the line.
Did Ron take himself off?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I thought everybody went. Is everybody left but Ron?
I'm still, Mandy's still here.
Paul, is Paul still there?
I'm still here, yep.
All right, well, does anybody want to say anything before we go? Paul, take it away.
Just the one thing that was said, that if one of them would have been knocked, they wouldn't have gone to jury house. If Brendan and Rachel were up last week and one of them was knocked out, they weren't going to jury house. So he wouldn't have had their vote. I'm listening to that. What are they talking about? Because they wouldn't have had their vote.
Right.
The other step this week is neither of them would have gone to jury house.
Well, I mean,
knocked out before jury house, at least one of them.
I think it was a risk Matt was willing to take for the chance of them being in there, and he knew he could smooth out the Brigade after he did it, and he kept him safe on both sides of the house.
But he screwed everybody.
Yeah, but I think that's Matt's personality.
Matt's treated everyone except himself.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that what he did was going to put a little rift in his brigade. But, I mean, I think they're kind of wary of him, but it didn't put as much of an effect as I thought, because if they should have realized at that moment that he's playing for himself and not for everybody else's interests at that point.
Yeah, I don't think any
of
them were playing hard enough.
You don't do that until the end and it goes down to the final four and, you know, now you guys have to duke it out. But he did it week two.
We got 10 seconds, guys.
So,
yeah. I'm back.
Say goodnight.
You want to say goodnight, Michelle?
Good night, everybody.
Michelle. See you next week, Manic Mondays. Yeah, and tomorrow night, Hell's Kitchen with Francine from this season's Hell's Kitchen. And we'll probably have some other people, so it's going to be Hell's Kitchen.
Awesome. I'm very excited about that.
Mandy, is that you?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So, hey, prepare, you know, maybe call in and help me out, because, you know, There's going to be lots of questions that
most
people
definitely.
Can ask.
I've watched since season one, so.
Well, I probably have
Jim,
too.
Will Corey be on, Ron?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her the past couple of days. She's been a little busy. But anyways,
awesome.
Thank you guys. And Paul, thank you. And Mandy, thank you for calling in. Kansas, thank you. And Michelle, I already got knocked off the phone line, so. Talk to y'all later.
You're welcome. Bye.